This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio 1473. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all, shortwave. On this edition, recorded August 12th, Uzbeks upset with Radio Liberty. Harmonics from New York City. Why CFRX and Radio Simban are off. Is LCOR testing again on 50 meters? HCJB closing down sooner. Reactivations from Peru, Uruguay, Niger, and Nigeria. New frequencies from Sudan, Taiwan, and Firedrake. Special broadcasts from India and the propagation outlook. We have some additional times on WRMI because a commercial program has run its course. Once again, on the latest schedule, World of Radio is heard Sundays at 15:15 UT. And also there's a new time Fridays at 14:30 on 9955 kilohertz. That's during the morning transmission from 14 to 16 UT when they're using the Northwest antenna and put a good signal into North America, and usually without jamming as well. Many of the other DX programs WRMI carries are also during this block. And you can find the latest schedule in DX Listening Digest 9058. Another way to hear World of Radio is via Sirius on satellite, which carries the World Radio Network. But did you know you do not need to subscribe to their entire service, including all the music channels, just to get World Radio Network and other mostly talk channels? On the SW programs list, Joe Buck points out that they have a subscription rate of $9.95 per month, which gets you BBC World Service, CBC Radio 1, WRN, two NPR channels, Bloomberg Radio, and audio from all the U.S. cable TV news channels, plus some other non-English channels. I suspect this is not something you would know about unless you asked them for it specifically. Richard Cuff says this appears to be an offshoot of their a la carte offering, committed to do this as part of the XM acquisition in order to secure FTC and FCC approval. Things are changing at WWCR, especially 13845 kHz, which for many years has been, along with a nighttime counterpart, 5935, a 24/7 Dr. Gene Scott service. But now Brother Stair is being heard on that frequency part of the time, mainly in the mornings here. I've been hearing him when I check around 1330 UT. But later in the afternoon, they switch back to Pastor Melissa Scott or Dr. Gene. Rick Barton in Arizona and I have been trying to figure out the correct schedule. One day they were heard making the switch at 17 UT, but it doesn't seem to be a reliable time, so we're not sure exactly what their intentions are. Brother Stair, however, was heard mentioning at one point that he would be on the frequency until 2300, but that appears to be incorrect. There have also been some severe technical problems, such as a double feed and the audio breaking up. That was caused from South Carolina, since we were hearing the same thing on the other relayer, WWRB 9385, August 11th at 14:30. Sergey S. sends us a story from enews.fergana.ru, sponsored by Scientology. Uzbeks protest censorship at RFERL with a hunger strike. Dateline August 10th, the Birdemlik movement activists started open-ended hunger strike in front of Radio Liberty headquarters in Washington, demanding abolition of censorship at the Uzbek service of Radio Liberty, and that it should offer airtime for all leaders of the Uzbek political opposition residing both in Uzbekistan and abroad. And the story has a number of illustrations of people holding signs accusing Radio Liberty of being censored and siding with the Uzbek government, which would seem to be exactly what it should not be doing. Some news about the other WOR 710 in New York City. Rick Van Riel in New Hampshire reports on Hardcore DX hearing their third harmonic, 2130 kHz, fading up and down. But he got an ID at 0100 UT August 6th. Furthermore, it got another New York City station on its third harmonic. WEPN 1050 heard on 3150 for a few days. Finally identified it as well. He wonders, can this be coincidental, or is harmonic suppression inadequate at these New York City medium wave stations? And he has another harmonic, so far an ID on 2720, which could be 2 times 1360 or 4 times 680. This was playing music such as Nirvana and REM around 0445 UT. And also heard the next evening at midnight 33 UT, and it was slightly off frequency, 2720.25. Details of why CFRX has been missing lately from 6070. Julian Smith, VA3SAJ, heard from Steve Canny, the QSL manager for CFRX. The engineer says they've been off the air for about a week at that time. A problem with the antenna tuning unit at the base of the vertical, which created a very high SWR for the transmitter, causing an issue with a new transmitter requiring repairs, so they'll be off until it gets back from the manufacturer. And a follow-up, also from Steve Canny, this time via Harold Sellers, which says it automatically put the transmitter into a low-power state, damaging some components, so it has gone back to the manufacturer in New York State. The engineer, Ian, is waiting for it to return, as are we all. However, if and when it does come back, don't expect to hear Peter Anthony Holder again with his late-night talk show after 0500 UT. It originates at CJAD Montreal, or rather it did, but they fired him and several other of their local talk hosts in a major change in format, according to Sheldon Harvey on the Radio in Montreal Yahoo group. At the southern tip of Texas, Stephen Wiseblood is able to hear activity on 49 meters in the daytime from Mexico and perhaps beyond. XEQM in Merida, 6105, relaying the Mayan station on 810 XEMQ, was audible August 8th at 1535 to 1610 UT. A good daytime signal, he says. He also heard Radio Educación, Mexico City, on 6185. It's normally off the air in the daytime, at least we think it is, but they were on, testing perhaps, August 11th, when he was listening to 6185 between 20 and 24.5 UT. Very strong daytime path with Música Romántica. But of even more interest, he was hearing Spanish rock music on 5955, August 7th, at 1850 UT. No announcements. It was the Grupo Maná at the time. He thought it might be something testing in Mexico, but we remember that frequency, or very close to it, was used about a year ago by Elcor, the transmitter manufacturer in Costa Rica. They were running it for several weeks, not only in the daytime, but into the evening when it was easier to hear. It's actually about 5954.1 variable, so I wonder if frequency was a bit off this time as well. But it seems likely it's Elcor testing again. That report was on a Friday, but he was unable to hear it, although maybe due to interference on the following weekend. So further checks needed around 5954. The Miami Herald reported on August 6th that because of anticipated federal budget cuts, Radio and TV Marti will eliminate 35 positions, and programming about to be changed as well. They'll lay off 20% of the workforce in a shakeup aimed at retooling the stations. Jerry Kiefer in New Mexico, who's involved in broadcasting on Turks and Caicos, has news about medium wave stations there. He says Radio Visión Cristiana on South Caicos is building a 900-foot-long wire to replace their 480-foot wire that went down in the breeze. It's only 25 feet off the ground. It's the right length for a half wave at 530 kilohertz, but too close to the ground. It needs to be 300 to 350 feet up with a ground system under it. The ground wave will be minimal since it's horizontal. All the signal, he says, will go straight up in the air like a big dummy load, but they'll be running full power, presumably 40 kilowatts. It's been off the air for quite a while because of the hurricane, But they're coming back, it seems, on 530 kilohertz, despite Cuba having occupied that channel to block a mostly non-existent Radio Marti frequency. As for Caribbean Christian Radio on 1020 on Grand Turk, Jerry says they lost their towers in the hurricane last fall, but there is light at the end of the tunnel for a rebuild. The Hugo Chavez Show, Alo Presidente from Venezuela, had been missing for several weeks from Radio Havana, Cuba, and I did not even look for it early on Sunday, August 9th. However, when I tuned in at almost 1900 UT, I found him underway on the scheduled frequencies, best on 13750, also 11690, 12010, 13680, and 17750. The end time varies depending on how long Radio Havana can spare the transmitters, I guess. But on this date, he was still going past 2000 UT. And in fact, at that time, they put him on some of the regular RHC frequencies in addition, 11760, 11770, and 11800, and 13760. The normal or previous start time for Chavez himself was 1530 UT on Sundays, but RHC would usually start preliminary programming as much as a sesquihour earlier on those frequencies. HCJB keeps changing its mind about when it's going to close down its shortwave broadcasts from Ecuador. The previous date was next April, but now the end date has been moved up to the end of September. There have been even some contradictory press releases about this. One of them from HCJB's Global Weekly News Update, August 3rd to 7th, via John Wesley Smith, says between September and November of this year. However, Yimber Gaviria in Colombia was listening to their Spanish DX program, Aventura DXista, on August 10th, and that said the final broadcast date from PIFO would be September 30th, except for one broadcast in Portuguese, 11920, between 2245 and 0230, which would last until mid-November. Now to Peru, Radio Vision in Chiclayo had been missing for several weeks from 4790, but Bob Wilkner in Florida heard it back on again between August 4th and 9th, checked around 1000 and 2300 UT. Another report from him refines it. He says heard July 7th at 2330 to 2345 on 4790.10 with the same transmitter hum as before. It may be running all night, at least it used to, with all religious programming. Also trying to fully identify that apparently new Peruvian on 4888.2. At his Chascomús DX camp in Argentina, Arnaldo Slein reports hearing it at 1050 UT August 2nd with religious talks and Christian music in Spanish. Bob Wilker in Florida measured it on 4888.27 at 2330 to 2350 with a weak signal, some audio but fading. Horacio Negro in Uruguay about shortwave developments in his country. The inauguration of the shortwave operation on 6045 upper sideband by Radio Sport, CXA 61, has been delayed because of work at the medium wave transmitters at the same site. But the operation has been authorized. Power will be 2.5 kilowatts on upper sideband, and it should be on the air 24 hours, maybe in a couple of weeks, says Gustavo Chirino of the station. On the Condish list, he adds that the Uruguayan on 6125 is inactive as far as he knows. However, another 49-meter station there is supposedly active on 6055. It is Radio Universo in Castillos, which says it's been on the air since July 15th between midnight and 0130 UT. Unfortunately, that's when Spain is also on the frequency, including their hour in English to North America. Those who keep trying to hear LRA 36 Antarctica may be rewarded on 15476. Henrik Clements in Sweden reports on Hardcore DX that he was getting it on his portable Lextronics E5 receiver while picking raspberries and blueberries in the woods. This was 1805 past 1910 UT, and reception was poor but slowly improving. Also, a report from North America. Rick Van Riel in New Hampshire says he heard it from 1800 UT on August 10th with clear IDs. Started out good but faded down over time. Standard disclaimer, this is the media magazine you monitor with your mind. World of Radio number 1473. Your contributions always welcome to WORADIO at yahoo.com or P.O. Box 1684 ENID OK 73702 USA. So much for the Western Hemisphere, now for the Eastern. Torsten Hallmann in Münster, Germany says Niger was last heard on 9705 last December, but now he thinks he may have heard it again. It's on exactly 9705. With a strong hit from Ethiopia, which is always off frequency around 9704.2. This was August 11th at 1802 to sign off at 1845, a fair signal, a local language, some local music. Seemingly some mentions of Mamadou Tanja, acting president of Niger. He was also hearing something there the week before, at least a carrier. However, 9705 seems to be in the clear after 1800. Another reactivation, this from Nigeria, FRCN Kaduna on 4770. August 7th at 2105, reported by David Sharp in New South Wales. Surprised to hear it with Radio Nigeria News from 2105 until 2128, and then into local programs. He says the audio is somewhat overmodulated but completely readable. The local announcer was whispery quiet. A nice surprise. Haven't heard it in a long time. Actually measured on 4769.971. The DSWCI Tropical Band Monitor says it was last reported in May. Also heard by Rich D'Angelo in Pennsylvania in the NASPA flash sheet. August 8th at 0533 to 0550. In English, ID at 0544. Voice modulation very weak. And there's more good news from Nigeria. Wolfgang Büschel in Germany reports that the Voice of Nigeria must have put a new final tube into service on 15120, now with superb modulation, not the shredded, splattering audio as before, heard August 11th in French, between 07 and 08 UT. We reported last week that Radio Peace in Sudan would be changing from 4750 to 4740. On August 5th, it was still on the previous frequency, heard signing on at 0245 by Anker Peterson in Denmark, Playdx. However, on August 10th, Brandon Jordan in Tennessee reports it had moved to 4739.97. This time, they were signing on at 0222, a threshold signal with bits of audio, Dawn enhancement helping, strengthening from 0325 with organ music. ID in English just after 0330 and peaking between 0340 and 0350, lasting until just before 0400 and then rapidly fading. J.D. Stevens in Alabama heard it the next night, August 11th at 0320 to 0355, with a moderate carrier and snippets of audio. Religious talk alternating between African-accented English and what sounded like Arabic, and for him too it was strongest around 0345 with organ music. Brandon Jordan in Tennessee also reports RTV Djibouti on 4780. Transmitter on with carrier at 0243, a tone from 0255, anthem at 0259, signing on in Arabic, Quran, till 0308. The sign-on coincided with sunrise at the transmitter. However, there's something else which is occasionally on 4780. Anker Peterson in Denmark via Playdx says one of the Kurdish clandestines, Voice of Iranian Kurdistan, was on that frequency August 3rd at 0245 to 0315 during that very same time period. But then they jumped up to 4795.42, escaping jammers. And usually they're closer to 4795. Another date, they were also on 4789. It seems that the English program, Radiophilia from Greece, is off the air, at least during August. 11645, not noted since July 27th, says Mike Barraclough in England, checking between 06 and 08 UT. They do have a website keeping up to date, but the Internet Stream 2 is carrying something else, Cosmos 96.3. It's probably because Greece is taking its main holiday month of August, and they're short of personnel, says Wolfgang Büschel. All the other Radiophilia foreign language services are missing as well, just in Greek between 05 and 10 on 9420, 11645, and 15630. Robert Förster in Germany reports hearing Abkhazia Radio from Georgia on 9495.5, August 11th at 0811, with folk music and vernacular program, quite weak but clear, not heard on the alternative or additional frequency 9535. About Galei Tzahal, the Israel Defense Forces radio, Wolfgang Büschel says it was missing at 12 UT, August 8th, from 15785 variable. On August 11th, Robert Förster found it on 15790 at 0747, but very weak modulation. However, the same date at 0818, Wolfgang Büschel said it was off the air from 15785 variable. Independence Day in India, August 15th, always brings some special broadcasts from All India Radio. There will be running commentary of the flag-hoisting ceremony at Red Fort, New Delhi, August 15th, between 0135 and 0240 UT. This involves many of the All India Radio regional stations on the air at hours different than usual, mostly on the 4 and then switching somewhere in the middle to the 7 MHz band frequencies. All the details have been compiled by Joe's Jacob, and you can find them in DX Listening Digest 9056. I won't go into detail here, since many of you will be hearing this after the fact. But there is an additional special broadcast on the previous evening, August 14th, at 1330 UT, speech by the President, which is carried on stations such as the rarely heard All India Radio in Kohima on 4850. Again, consult DX Listening Digest for all the details, number 9056, also more in 9057 via worldofradio.com. Well, I can tell you that the Kohima 4850 transmission is expected to be August 14th between approximately 10 and 16 UT and the 15th between midnight and 0415. Ron Howard in California reports that reception from Radio Republik Indonesia Jambi Sumatra has improved greatly in the past few weeks on 4925. He says, now I'm hearing them almost every day. Has the transmitter been improved, such as August 11th at 1343, phone calls on the air with the DJ at 1403. Some of the transmitters at Beijing have been off the air, probably for maintenance, and we expect them back, such as 4460, 5030, 6175, and 9830, says Seiichi Hasegawa, Japan, in the Nagoya DX Circle. That uncovers some other frequencies, notably for Malaysia on 5030 and 6175, which Ron Howard is enjoying temporarily without the Chinese interference, such as around 12 and 13 UT. However, as of August 10th, he was again hearing some signs of the Chinese stations coming back. Because of Typhoon Morakot, Radio Taiwan International had to change some of its frequencies, notably for the Japanese service. Now, they have several transmitter sites diversified over the island, so if one of them gets damaged, they can still operate from elsewhere, but not necessarily on the same frequencies. 9735 is the one we had been hearing between 11 and 12 and 13 and 14 in Japanese, but now they've been using 7130 instead. That's also audible, but it makes a heterodyne with Sarawak, both of them slightly off frequency to one side or the other. Many of the formerly reliable Firedrake Chinese music jamming channels are no longer being heard. The ones I am still hearing, as of August 11th, 13500 at 1419 UT, and 15780 at 1415. That one is probably aimed at Sound of Hope, relayed via Tajikistan from 14 to 1430 only, and it's on a different frequency, it seems, just about every day in the 15.7 megahertz area. Much more detailed Firedrake monitoring by Wolfgang Büschel, Ron Howard, and myself can be found, or else, but in DX Listening Digest. Last week we mentioned that the time signal station in South Korea, HLA, on 5,000 kilohertz, appear to be off the air, but they are still on the air, says Takahito Akabayashi via BCDX, only on a reduced schedule, weekdays only between 01 and 08 UT, that is, during the local daytime, so no wonder they're not heard very far. No transmissions on Saturdays, Sundays, or public holidays. Power 2 kilowatts, according to JARL. Ron Howard in California has been monitoring the rare low-power PBS Philippines station on 6170.40, tentatively August 9th at 1217 to 1229. Seemed to be relaying a station called Radio Magazine. He finally got some audio above threshold level, but really too weak to identify the language, and interference from Malaysia on 6175. And later on from New Zealand on 6170. Seichi Hasegawa says the station is Radio Magazine, DZRM. They do have audio streaming. As of August 5th, Ron Howard says, I'm no longer hearing Radio Simban, the Greek station in New South Wales, on 2368.50. John Wright of ARDXC, who is also involved with the station, explains, as of Tuesday, August 4th, it switched off 2368.5. A local PABX was radiating the signals on its phone lines. The matter is being rectified, but it will be off the air until fixed. We feel 50 watts is okay, but winding the transmitter up to 400 watts or more was the issue, being so close to local business. There were also concerns about people walking past the office that close to the transmitter in a timber yard. Following the latest reconviction of Aung San Suu Kyi on August 11th, there were reports that Prime Minister Rudd of Australia said that in a gesture of solidarity, Radio Australia would resume broadcasting to Burma. The trouble is, he did not say it would be in the Burmese language, and Radio Australia is already broadcasting to Burma along with everywhere else in English in South and Southeast Asia. The propagation outlook from Boulder issued August 11th. ANK indices mostly 5 and 2, but again, watch out for that predicted peak to 20 and 4 on August 18th. Solar flux rising just a bit from 67 to 68 on August 19th. Glenn Hauser concluding, World of Radio, 1473.